From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. British Prime Minister Theresa May has called for an early election June 8, 3 years ahead of schedule, as a way to boost support for her negotiations in Parliament to leave the European Union.
Our opponents believe, because the government's majority is so small, that our resolve will weaken and that they can force us to change course. They are wrong. They underestimate our determination to get the job done. And I am not prepared to let them endanger the security of millions of working people across the country. Because what they are doing jeopardizes the work we must do to prepare for Brexit at home.
Opinion polls suggest her Conservative government, buoyed by a strong economy, is comfortably ahead of the opposition Labour and Liberal Democratic parties. The news bolstered the currency, the sterling, which rose to a four-month high. Mike Ingram is a market analyst with BGC Partners.
Markets have recognised that Theresa May defending an effective majority of only 17 in Parliament was likely to be quite problematic for her in the next couple of years while Brexit negotiations are taking place.
Ms. May said it will provide years of stability, but Scottish First Minister Nicola Sturgeon, who supports remaining in the EU, called it a miscalculation that could help efforts in a second drive for independence from the United Kingdom. Some 100 South Sudanese refugees Tuesday released 16 UN staff workers in Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo after taking them captive for hours, demanding they be moved to another country. The refugees, among hundreds who fled violence in South Sudan last year, and have been living in the Munigi base near Goma. Most are former fighters allied with rebel leader Riek Machar. This is VOA News. Turkey's political opposition has begun the process of trying to annul Sunday's constitutional referendum that gives President Recep Tayyip Erdogan sweeping new powers. The Council of Europe's observer mission said up to 2.5 million unofficial ballots could have made the difference in the narrow 51% victory. The deputy chairman of the Republican People's Party, Bulan Tezkan, said the results are illegitimate, and his party is submitting a petition of objection to the country's Supreme Electoral Board. Turkey's prime minister called on the opposition to accept the results. European Policy Center analyst Amanda Paul said she doesn't expect European observers to endorse the result.
I wouldn't expect them to make a statement which says they recognise a free and fair referendum because they're waiting for the results of the OSCE final report. So we've seen already the narrative from President Erdogan, who said he doesn't care anyway what the EU or anybody else says.
Yep. The opposition is alarmed by the Electoral Board's decision to accept ballots that did not bear official stamps verifying they're genuine. Zimbabwe marked the 37th anniversary of independence Tuesday, with President Robert Mugabe telling supporters that the country needs a period of tranquility despite the country's deep economic problems, including a cash crisis and high unemployment.
As we today celebrate our hard-won independence, I wish to urge you to remain vigilant.
The 93-year-old Mugabe, who said an unnamed enemy is looking for any sign of laxity or weakness, has been the sole leader of the country since 1980. In Syria, evacuations of fighters and civilians from four besieged towns have resumed after a weekend bombing that killed more than 120 people. Dozens of buses carried thousands from the rebel-besieged towns of Al-Fula and Kafraya for the government-held Aleppo. U.S. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis, during a stop in Saudi Arabia, called for a quick return to U.N.-backed talks to end the conflict in Yemen. Thousands have been killed, millions displaced in the fight between the Saudi-backed government and Houthi rebels. The Ethiopian Human Rights Commission said nearly 670 people were killed in unrest since October, prompting a state of emergency. Protesters from the Oromia and Amharic region said the government trampled on their political rights. U.S. gunman Steve Stevens, accused of murdering an elderly grandfather in Cleveland, Ohio, posting the video on Facebook, killed himself Tuesday during a police chase. The video was pulled down from Facebook after hours, the latest instance of crime footage shared on social media. NASA scientists Tuesday said an asteroid measuring about 650 diameters in length is on track to pass close to Earth Wednesday at a distance of about 1.8 million kilometers. They insist there is no threat of an imminent impact. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.